Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1979, Bob Seger released this song, Old Time Rock and Rollin'. I don't think anybody can hear this song without thinking about Tom Cruise in the movie where he's, you know, with the stairway in the background. He's got his white sweat socks on, wearing his tidy whiteys, and then he's got a you know, shirt on, long sleeve shirt with the tail hanging down. Classic movie scene.
This is the only song that makes you think about Tom Cruise in his underwear.
Yeah, I generally don't think
I got a dozen of those.
Oh, really? There's a number of songs that make you think about Tom Cruise in his underwear.
No, of course
not. No, I don't really think about Tom Cruise in his underwear.
The way you laid it out is very funny.
Yeah, I guess so. This is the only one. This is the only one. Yeah, I guess it seems kind of weird that I'm thinking about Tom Cruise in his underwear.
No, I'm totally with you. It's, you know, I don't think I know any, and I'm, you know, younger than you. I don't know anything about this song other than it's, you know, a featured role in Risky Business.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
If it weren't for that scene, this song disappears. I promise.
Here's how old I am. I was on the air playing this when it was first released as a single in 1979. Oh, man, this is a cool song from Bob Seger.
Sure, yeah, so, like, yeah, we play it. Contemporarily, it was cool. When the song comes out, you know, it's a banger. It sounds good. You could spin that, but, you know, in 1989 or 1999, this would be a forgotten relic.
Let's talk for a moment about Val Kilmer passing away at the age of 65. Oh, man, he was a, you know, again, I'm secure with my masculinity and how I look and who I am. And I think there's something wrong with any man who can't look at another man and say that guy's good looking. Again, you know, you should really check on how secure you are with your masculinity if you can't say another man's good looking. Val Kilmer was a good looking guy. And man, his body, and I wish I had that body. His body in Top Gun, when they did those beach volleyball scenes, man, that was just incredible. And then he had been sick for a while with throat cancer. He died of pneumonia, but was sick with cancer, throat cancer. And he was in the sequel to Top Gun, Maverick. And he you know, played like a general or I forgot what his position was in the military, but. Tom Cruise encountered him, and he had been sick in the story in the movie, and he was sick in real life. And man, he had a hard time talking, and it's just really difficult to listen to any interview that Val Kilmer did because, you know, his voice is like, and he could barely talk about my life. My life has been very difficult, and I have done the best I can, but I can't really talk right now. It was that bad. But I want to bring up something that a lot of people know about, but more people don't know about it. Val Kilmer had throat cancer. Val Kilmer did not smoke. Somebody very close to me died of throat cancer, and they got it from I guess we can say this.
I guess HPV?
Yeah. I mean, they got it from having, you know, oral sex with women.
Unprotected sex?
Yeah. Unprotected oral sex with women.
Sure.
And Val Kilmer, you know, great looking guy. I'm sure he had a lot of it throughout his life. I remember him most from the movie The Doors when he played Jim Morrison.
I'm glad you mentioned the Doors, because I'm seeing a lot of, you know, Top Gun and Heat and all the different Val Kilmer movies, you know, Batman. But I haven't heard anybody talk about The Doors yet, which was the first movie that I ever saw Val Kilmer in. And to the best of my knowledge, is the only movie about The Doors. And I love The Doors. So I really love that movie. I think it's time for a rewatch.
And Val Kilmer was phenomenal in that movie. Yeah. If you're looking for a movie to watch, check out The Doors starring Val Kilmer. If you want to do that in his honor, you might want to do that. But, you know, if you just... I know it's, you know, it's attractive to say, yeah, I've been with all these women, or, you know, that's, it's not cool anymore. I mean, real people mm-hmm. die, and somebody very close to me died from that. And I saw him go through it, and it was terrible. Somebody else that I know, I'm not going to mention his name, but he was a prominent talk show host in New Orleans many years ago. He got it. He somehow kind of got cured, but he got it the same way. And, you know, you can't just go around doing that to anybody and everybody. And I would think that, you know, this is probably a good time to have that conversation with your, you know, kids, if your kids are becoming sexually active.
I would have that conversation with your kids, and I would get that kid vaccinated.
Yes.
Oral cancer, throat cancer as a yeah. result of a human papilloma virus infection is yeah. super preventable.
Yeah.
That is a disease that is in the past if we want it to be. The Gardasil yeah. vaccine, which you can get, you know, in your early teens, will prevent you from getting that kind of cancer in the future. There's no reason not to do that. It's really well tested. It's been well received by the scientific community. Get the Gardasil shot for your son or daughter.
Yeah, and just, you know, such a pleasurable activity can lead to such a dramatic result. But I don't know for sure if that's how Val Kilmer got it, but he wasn't a smoker, and there's that possibility. And again, I know somebody personally who died from that. It was very, very painful. Hey, it's a really windy afternoon. I mean, gust up to 40 miles an hour. Man, if you're cruising around the lake, I'm sure you're seeing a lot of whitecaps on the causeway. Yeah, it's or going across the Twin Spans. I'm sure the lake is rumbling.
I'm so mad. You know, I took my kite out on Sunday because I was like, a weekend day, and I'm going to just take out my kite and have a couple Miller's Light and fly my... And there was no wind. There was no wind at all. I'm sure I looked like an idiot dragging this kite around in the grass. So stupid,
dude. Guy's walking his kite.
There's nothing less... You know, people are walking by with their dogs and their kids, and I'm just this, you know... Opie idiot dragging this kite around in the grass trying to get it up. But then, of course, today, the day that, you know, I'm hoping it's still a little bit windy by this weekend so I can get that sucker up.
Yeah. All right. So a lot of talk about Donald Trump running for another term. He says it's a fourth term because he really won in 2020, but that's kind of a stupid comment. So it would be a third term. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says, hey, you know, it's not going to happen because all you have to do is read the Constitution. So here is a Republican, Mike Johnson, basically saying Trump is not going to run for a third term. Look, I'm not going to put it past Donald Trump and some close to him to try to make it work. But do you know what it takes to get a constitutional amendment passed? I mean, 2/3 of the states have to approve that. And, you know, they never, ever passed the Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, back in the 70s. It was during the Women's Lib movement. They never, ever passed that, because it took 2/3 of the states to pass it, and it didn't happen. So the bar is really high, as Mike Johnson says, and he says it's not going to happen. So I have talked in recent weeks about Republicans standing up to Donald Trump. Republicans, even prominent Republicans, no longer being afraid to disagree with Donald Trump. And I'm being a little dramatic when I say, yeah, they're standing up to Donald Trump. I admit that. Be a little dramatic there. But they're disagreeing with Donald Trump when they never seem to disagree in the past, no matter what. Donald Trump says the tariffs that are, I guess, are going to be announced this afternoon. I guess this is, as a caller brought up earlier, after the stock market closes, because Donald Trump does not want to be seen with a split screen of making the announcement about the tariffs, and on the other screen is a vision of the stock market, a visual of the stock market dropping. He wants to avoid that, so he'll probably do it after the stock market closes. He says the tariffs are necessary to move to restore fairness and international trade, to reduce America's reliance on foreign goods, and to boost U.S. manufacturing. Many of Trump's allies, including prominent Republicans, are expressing deep concerns. They're concerned about the short-term impact. They're concerned about it causing a possible recession. They're concerned about a lot. Trump has admitted that there is going to be a short-term process of pain, that there's going to be a lot of pain for a lot of Americans. But in the end, it's going to be okay. But I heard somebody say yesterday that for American farmers, many farmers are one crop away from bankruptcy. And this temporary change for them could cause them to go into bankruptcy. A lot of those farmers voted for Donald Trump. How are they going to feel about him if they go into bankruptcy because of the tariffs? And some of Trump's allies are growing really very, very, very concerned. And Republican from North Dakota, John Hoeven, he says that, you know, we'll have to see if it works. But he's concerned about the farmers in his state and in other states. There is another Trump ally, and here's what this Trump ally says. The short-term consequences could be severe and has suggested that by the time the positive results materialize, we might all be dead. Do you know who that was? Trump ally, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. I've never heard John Kennedy do anything other than support anything and everything Donald Trump has said. Maybe I missed something along the way. That's possible. But for John Kennedy to say this about Trump and his plan to raise the tariffs is an indication that, yes, there are Republicans, even prominent Republicans, even prominent Trump allies that are standing up and disagreeing with Donald Trump. So this is not just me. This is an honesty that is coming from Republicans who are no longer afraid, it seems, to be honest about Donald Trump. They don't hate everything about Donald Trump. They still support Donald Trump. But they're honest about some things that Donald Trump wants to do. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Bernard, who is on an offshore oil rig. Bernard, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Scooters, the wind is kicking up out here.
Man, I can
surely
imagine.
Kicking up. You said it, yeah.
How far offshore are you?
I'm at Southwest Pass. I'm only about 19 nautical, right out the mouth of the river.
Okay, so it's very windy.
But I was a stock. Well, I guess I don't have any instrumentation here, but they had some 40 to 50 to 60 mile.
Wow.
I'd say 53 mile gust. There's the reading right there. Yeah.
Wow.
It's on the cell phones, believe it or not. Now technology.
Bernard,
so I was going to tell you about the stock. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I interrupted
you. Feel,
I'm just trying
to
get to the next call.
Do you feel? No, I want to take a moment with you. Do you ever?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever feel the rig move in the wind?
Well, I'm a diver, so when I get down there, you know, I can see the structure. You want it to move, obviously, because yeah. you just like if you're on a big structure and it's the wind's moving stuff back and forth. And I'm a diver, so you could see it. You could feel it moving. It gets so deep down there and so dang cold, you want to get your welding done and get back up. But I used to be a stockbroker in Manhattan, so I've done a lot of different things in my life, and now I'm pushing tools offshore. But I don't agree with these tariffs because it's hurting the farmers, and I think that Mr. Trump, more and more on the show, I hate to admit it, but I wish I could take my vote back because I've learned to listen to some of your opinions that I don't agree with first, and then when you look at the facts, you are usually right. And you know, I don't agree with the tariffs for a couple of reasons. The economies of these countries that we're trying to combat that their tariffs. So it is true they have unfair taxes with us, but their economies are so small. It's so small, we're cutting off our nose despite our face. Because if it's only a, say, I'm going to give you some numbers here to make it real clear. Let's say it's a $40 million deal that you're doing something on a commodity and you're making it in Canada, but your total economy is only worth X. Well, the U.S. economy is worth 16X is the component. So if you take that delta and then you do an inverse read on it, and do an amalgamated annuity, it's basically you do an actuary fund on it, and but we're losing because the pie is so much bigger here that we're losing more than they're losing. Does that make sense, Mr. Scoot?
Yeah. No, and you explained it about as well as you could explain it to me, because I'm anything from a financial expert. But I love the fact that you were a stockbroker and now you're a diver on a rig in Southwest Pass.
Yes, sir.
When you're down there, yes, Bernard, what kind of fish do you see?
Well, you see some big jewfish, and you see some, you rarely see a shark. You might see some nerve sharks or something, mostly red snapper when you go down a little deeper, and you're not going to see any red fish or stuff like that. You know, the current here that river's pushing that silt out, and you can't really see a lot until you get, to some blue water. Now, that blue water, you see all kinds of fish, tuna, and, you see these big boats with the big, I don't mention a brand name, but these 4, 5, 6 Evinrude motors at the back. They want to get out there and get quick because the water's so clear, and you catch the right kind of fish out there, you can make a lot of money. But listen, I just wanted to let other people come on. I think that your show is, and I've listened to you. I listened to you at a place called WRNO with Captain Humble and Scott C. Graves. And you are, when I was a kid growing up, I went to East Jefferson High School, and I found out I was there a long time before you got out. You're in your, 40s, 50s?
Oh, yeah, right. No, I'm a lot older than that. I'm a lot older than that.
Okay, well, you look great for your age. And by the way, I'm a gay American, I thought I would tell you. And I think that the nice thing about being able to come out like this and talk about it, I know you support people's rights that are LGBTQ+ or silent A.
Yeah.
That you've been a big proponent of people like me who I just have different interests than most people. And
right.
You know, it's something I used to fight. I had to go to psychological evaluation for it. I had to go to a place in Minnesota. They said I was,
Wow.
Anyway, they treat me real good out here. I have my own room.
Good.
I don't run bunks. I have my own room.
So wait. If you weren't gay, you'd be bunking with everybody else?
Well, they requested it.
It would be cool. I mean, if I weren't gay, I'd say I was gay so I could get my own room. You think I want to bunk with a bunch of snoring guys? I'm gay. I've got the dresses to prove it. I'm gay.
Well, I know people that think you are, but I know you're not. I know you dress a little wild and crazy, but I know you're a real man. And listen, you could be a real man and be gay, right?
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're a damn diver in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, it doesn't get more manly than that.
Right.
I mean, I don't exactly have the most manly job.
Tell Ian I thank you for putting me on, and I'm going to let your other callers get on. And it's such nice time to talk to you, and I really admire you.
All right, Bernard.
I really admire you a lot in a lot of ways.
I admire you, so I appreciate you calling. I'm honored that you listen, so thank you very much, Bernard.
All right, sweetie. I appreciate it, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Call me sweetie.
Man, what a great call. Everybody like that.
That's cool.
Man.
He's a diver. The guy's a diver.
I told him when I was talking to him before he got on the air, I said, I've worked here for 19 years. That's how long I've been answering this stupid phone. And I've never, ever taken a call from somebody who's actually currently on an offshore rig.
Yeah,
and I said, man,
really
we got to get this guy on.
And man, by being gay, he's got his own room. Man, I would want that. I mean, I'm straight, but I don't want to sleep with a bunch of guys in
a
bunk area.
What if you were a gay man and you went and worked on an offshore oil rig with only other gay men? Can you imagine? You'd be partying all the time.
Yeah, man, you think that jukebox wouldn't be going?
Man. It's Raining Men.
YMCA. It's Raining Men.
You know
Men.
That's right.
Yeah. I Will Survive.
All right. Let's do it.
We are family.
Ridiculous.
All right. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, one thing that I find interesting is that, you know, the people who criticize things that I talk about, they don't respect freedom of speech. They support conservatives who say whatever they want, but they don't support somebody who's not conservative saying whatever they want. You cannot be an American and not respect freedom of speech. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming right back with more. We're going to get to some of your texts coming up here on WWL.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, if you guessed O'Sherry, you were right. On this day in 1984, Steve Perry, former lead singer of Journey, released his first solo single. It was O'Sherry. Yeah, I played this song every morning on B97. I'm Scoot on the air. Lauren Boebert, more commonly known to many as Lauren Bobo. Bobo was talking to Oliver Stone, the filmmaker, and she said, "Mr. Stone, you wrote a book accusing LBJ of being involved in the killing of President Kennedy. Did these most recent releases confirm or negate your initial charge of him being involved in the assassination of President Kennedy?" Now, the way that question is worded, she worked on this. This was not an ad-lib question. You can tell. She worked on the wording of this question. And Oliver Stone replied, No, I didn't. No, I didn't. And Boebert said, "Yes, sir," insisting that he did write the book. And then Boebert goes on to say, you know, what do you think he was complicit with? And an independent journalist, Jefferson Morley, tries to break in, and she goes, "Yes, sir, I'll get to you." Lauren Bobo, the genius that she is, was talking to filmmaker Oliver Stone, but it was Trump sycophant Roger Stone who wrote the book about killing Kennedy. The book was titled "The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ," came out in 2013. So Bobo mistook Oliver Stone for Roger Stone just in front of everybody at this hearing. I mean, what a Bobo.
I guess I can believe it. But I'm just shocked that she continues to get stupider.
It
wouldn't be, and her and Marjorie Taylor Greene too. You know, there are people that show up to Congress that kind of didn't expect to get there. Maybe, you know, they got involved in some local, you know, podunk nowhere race in flyover country. I hate to use the word podunk. That's kind of pejorative, but you know, places where there's not a lot of competition, right? Like you can become a congressperson without spending a lot of money, running a very complex campaign, but you win anyway. Next thing you know, you're headed to Washington, D.C. You're way over your skis. You have no idea what to do.
Oh, my God.
You'd
I
think
know.
That after a couple terms, she might start to kind of figure this out. And I'll give her this. I watched that clip. She seems, in her delivery, like she might actually belong up there. But the fact that she showed up to this hearing with this prepared question that was written and probably screened by her staff, people that are in her employ, and somehow got Oliver Stone and Roger Stone mixed up, it's impossible to be stupider than that.
Maybe she mistook all of these people for Mary Stone from the Donna Reed Show. I don't know. You know, I mean, God. It was just, you're right. That question was so prepared that it wasn't just an ad-lib question. So this went probably through filters, and they all thought they were talking about Oliver Stone when they were really talking about Roger Stone, and they're asking the questions to Oliver Stone. He's saying, no, I didn't write that. And she's kind of trying to insist, yes, sir, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. Yo, yes, you. Reclaiming my time.
Oh, my God.
Now, she's an idiot, and she makes Colorado look bad, and I'm glad that she's no longer in my home district. She knew she couldn't win there, so she jumped next door to Colorado's fourth.
What a boo-boo.
And, you know, I'll say this. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for your contribution to my bank full of video clips of Congress people getting absolutely pantsed by their witnesses during a congressional hearing.
I like that term,
I'll stay
pantsed
up until 5 a.m. watching that kind of stuff, you know.
So pantsed.
Thank you for the latest entry, Bobo.
I think instead of boo-boo, I think we should call her Bobo.
Boo-boo Bobo?
Yeah, like because she's a
Bobo
boo-boo.
Made a boo-boo.
Like she's a boo-boo. We'll call her boo-boo.
She's an idiot.
She's a boo-boo. Yeah, she's an idiot, too. Her and... Oh, my God. Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, they're like two of a kind. All right, let's go to Johnny and Metairie. Johnny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing? I just wanted to say that Trump is not, he's a smart man, but sometimes he lets his ego get in the way. And the fact that Elon Musk has got all this money, he's going to ride that horse as long as he can.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're absolutely
and
right. And he bought his way
in. Money, he's going to,
Yeah, he bought his way in. He bought his way in, and Donald Trump accepted the money and gave him the position of essentially co-president. And a lot of people are PO'd because they didn't elect him. All right, Johnny, I got to get to a break here.
Hey, one more question.
Go ahead.
What about Tim Scott? Whatever happened to him? I mean, he loved Trump, and, you know, we used to hear about him all the time.
I don't know. Sometimes people, you know, they're in the spotlight, and they just don't have a reason to stay there, and they kind of disappear, and maybe he's one of those people. You know, but, yeah, he was in the news a lot. Yeah.
Well, he didn't have enough money problems.
That could be it, too. All right, Johnny, I'm glad you tuned in. Glad you're listening to the show. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunrad Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On this day, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, 1967, an audience member in Vienna, Austria, at a Stones concert, threw a smoke bomb onto the stage. That led to a riot and the arrest of 154 fans. Thanks, Boomer. Listen, for you Xers, Zoomers, Millennials, man, don't let the Boomers judge you, because the Boomers were guilty of a lot of things they don't want you to know about. And since I'm a hostile witness of the baby boomer generation, I don't mind being honest about my generation. And yeah, we did a lot of stupid, stupid things. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2024, Forbes magazine declared Taylor Swift a billionaire. She was the first musician to become a billionaire with just her music and her concert performances, not through investments. Rihanna, for instance, is a billionaire, but it's mostly because of her beauty line, not her concerts and performances. So on this day in 2024, last year, Taylor Swift became a billionaire strictly from her music and her performances. I wonder what she's doing now.
Tay-Tay?
Yeah, she's got some downtime.
Oh, she's chilling. She's straight chilling. Yeah, she's been on tour for 3 years, man.
I know.
Let her relax for a minute.
I know, but I don't think somebody like Taylor Swift totally chills.
She's probably working on some new material.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I'd like to know what she's working on, because I often talked about how she reached such a pinnacle of success that what she does after the Eras tour, after all of that music and all of the concert touring, what she does after that is going to be significant, because it's difficult to top what you have done last if you reach that kind of peak. Not that she has to reach that kind of peak again, but it's going to be interesting to see what she does next.
I think we talked to Julia Delois about this when we were on Radio Row right before the Super Bowl, and I think you asked her that question, and she said that she thinks that Taylor might start a family. She might get serious with this Kelsey fella and settle down and, you know, have a few babies.
Yeah, do you think she's like the family type? Do you think she wants a family?
Yeah, I mean, she's 34. But, like, now's kind of the time.
Yeah, but not every woman wants to have kids.
She's got a billionaire.
Some people who are so, you know, driven musically, so driven professionally, they want to have kids.
Well, Alanis Morissette has many kids. She's still out there making music. I mean, she's not going on a 300-city tour or whatever.
Well, I'm not saying that. And, of course, they can do it with nannies. I mean, they can travel with their kids in a private jet. You got a section in the jet for the kids. Sure. So it's a lot easier for them to do that. But I just, you know, I'm not convinced that I wouldn't be surprised if she does. I don't know Taylor Swift, so I don't know if that's in her DNA. I hope that it is. I'm sure if they're still together, that her and Travis would have beautiful children that would contribute to the world greatly. And you know, maybe having a baby would be another way to reach another pinnacle of success in the public spotlight.
Absolutely. You could have a little, you know, Partridge Family, Brady Bunch thing kind of going on. Yeah. Hey, I got an idea.
What?
This is gonna fix America. We're going to solve all America's problems right here. No more George Soros. No more Elon Musk. One party gets Taylor Swift, the other party gets Rihanna, and I don't particularly care who you know which one goes which way. But
I think I know which way Taylor Swift's going to go. I can't imagine Rihanna going the other way.
I mean, you know, is Rihanna a secret MAGA sleeper agent? I mean, only time will tell.
Well, now wait a minute. No, look, the Republicans have Kid Rock and that red outfit.
Oh, he doesn't have $1 billion.
No, he doesn't have a billion.
No,
dollars.
He's just sitting on a pile of empty Bud Light
cans.
What
about that red outfit that he wore? And
brother,
what's okay.
I don't know.
What was behind that? I if you're in the Oval Office, he could have dressed really cool, you know, bracelets and chains and, you know, whatever he wears when he's just kind of, you know, hanging out. I didn't expect him to be in a 3-piece suit and tie.
Yeah,
but
me
that outfit was just stupid.
I cannot see him wearing just a regular, you know, navy or black suit with a red tie.
No,
and
but he could have dressed
his little hat.
He could have been really cool and not worn that outfit. In fact, knowing the Kid Rock show, I've seen it a couple of times, that outfit doesn't even go with his show. It doesn't even go with his onstage persona.
I guess we should just be pleased that he didn't show up in a wife beater or a domestic tranquility garment for the woke.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. All right. Hey, let's do a couple of texts.
I've been talking to you about Taylor Swift, and I don't have any quite pulled up, but here's one that says, hey, Scoot, oh, you want to talk about Snow White? We haven't gotten to that.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to it yet. We can start that. Look, so I'll just bring everybody up to date. We're going to get to this in just a few minutes. Disney's live-action remake of Snow White is drawing criticism from the right because the movie's too woke in the minds of many people. But does a movie have to be a certain way? I mean, we've got the original with that Lily White character. In fact, with the animated character of Snow White, I mean, you can't find anybody that white in the real world, with the exception of maybe, I don't know, who is that white? I mean, she's that character in the animated version is really white.
Oh, yeah.
People aren't that white.
Alabaster.
I mean, yeah, we're not really white. I mean, we're kind of, you know, pinkish.
Peach.
Peach. Yeah, we're peach.
Yeah.
It's a peach.
Sort of a rosy peach color.
Yeah.
Well, some more than others.
So, I guess my point is, so what if Disney wants to make a woke movie about Snow White? So, I mean, so what?
Okay, I got some Snow White text, but just to kind of clean up what we just did, here's the text that says, Kid Rock wore a formal suit when he attended that dinner with Trump and Bill Maher.
Well, I'm not expecting him to do that. I
so
mean,
he's
that was,
capable
that was
of wearing
nice.
A suit.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that in the Oval Office or any. I mean, I think that was very dignified of him to do that for the dinner. But, you know, for the photo op in the Oval Office, I just thought, I mean, he looked more like a NASCAR racer, you know, NASCAR race driver than he did Kid Rock. in that outfit.
Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, trying to connect the issues with Snow White to the radical right? There's a lot of stuff that is true about the radical right, but a common, ordinary, rational person would see the logic that Snow White should actually be white. It's not a radical thought process.
Do you think there are any African Americans with the last name White?
Do you think that because her last name is White, she has to be white? That can't possibly be what you mean, texter.
Oh, my God. But I don't get the text. I mean, the text makes it seem like because her name's Snow White, she has to be white.
I don't know what else we should take away from this. The texter did not elaborate. They just said any rational person would see the logic that Snow White should actually be white. What about Barry White?
I like that.
What about, you know, Walter White? Could Walter White have been a black man and had the same
Here's the point. If Disney wants to do a movie about Snow White and she's not totally white, and the movie's not, and the movie's woke, it's not unwoke, it's woke, so what? You don't have to go. Why are you trying to tell Disney what to do? This is the mentality of the right-wing radicals. Not all conservatives, not all Republicans. This is the mentality of the right-wing radicals who feel like they have the desire and they have the responsibility to tell the rest of us how to lead our lives and what we should see and what we should not see. And the idea that Snow White cannot be a woke movie is un-American. On America.
I'm going to give that texter the benefit of the doubt and extend to them the grace that they did not actually mean to suggest that because Snow White's surname is White, that she must be of the Caucasian persuasion. We've got to do better than that. I'm going to leave you with this text. Kid Rock looked like somebody was either going to shoot him out of a cannon or he's about to jump over a moat. That's Rusty. You know, exactly. Thanks, Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty, that's, I mean, you're right, because it kind of looked like an Evel Knievel kind of outfit.
That beer, you know?
Oh, my God. All right, you got a comment? Just hang on. If you're on hold, stay with us. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2013, it was just a couple of hours before the show in Calgary, Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora left the band for personal reasons. And he never came back. Hours before the show, he left the band. I mean, it's not like they've got a backup guitar player on the bench. It's not like they've got, you know, second string guitar players that can just come in. I don't know what they did, but they performed. But, I mean, that was low. I've got a lot of respect for Richie Sambora, but man, I don't have respect for him leaving the band hours before the show. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. He was one of the greatest drummers. My dad was a drummer. I was a drummer. And whenever he appeared on The Tonight Show, man, my dad had us all shut up because my dad had to watch. Buddy Rich. On this day in 1987, this incredible drummer, Buddy Rich, passed away at the age of 69, heart failure following surgery. Gene Krupa, Buddy Rich, and just incredible drummers. Keith Moon of The Who, what a wasted talent, man. In rock, he was revered as just one of the best drummers. Also, the drummer, I don't remember his name, but the drummer for the band The Young Rascals, he was just an unbelievable drummer. John Bonham was a great drummer. There were a few drummers that really, really stood out. In his own way, Ringo Starr was a good drummer. But, I mean, we're talking about just unbelievable talent. And Buddy Rich was one of them, passed away on this day in 1987. All right, apparently we have a logical explanation for the last text that we read that seemed to be a little bit confusing. And also there's a text that Val Kilmer, who just passed away at the age of 65, who had throat cancer, was a smoker. I didn't think that he was a smoker, and we talked a lot about how he might have gotten throat cancer, which is the way a lot of people get throat cancer. We'll try to clear that up a little bit coming up in the next hour. And also, let's talk about friends with benefits. Fran Dresser says she has a rotation of friends with benefits. Do you? Have you ever tried to have friends with benefits? And does it work over time? I'm Scoot. This is WWL.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.